Today I want us to consider, honor your parents. Honor your parents. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. There is something that elongates your life and not only makes you to live long, but also give you good life. If you are told that there is a particular tablet or syrup that you can take and you will live long or longer, be sure that everyone will go for such. Sometimes when passages like these are read, it is immediately referred to the children from people's heart. And so the moment it is children, the heart of adults are knocked off and closed against it. But God here is talking to all his children. He said, "My children, obey your parents." I'm trying to paint a picture here. There's a difference between somebody talking to someone else's children. Maybe I gather the children of my brother and then I say to them, "Children, obey your parents." That's one. But I can gather all my children, including my brother's children, my cousin's children, all of them, and sit them down and talk to them. So God is talking to us here as our Father. So this passage is not referred just to children. So that some of us who have become fathers and mothers will not say, "Well, I'm not part of this business." Of course, it's not only the children that need to live long. So God is talking to his children here. He said, "My children, do what? Obey your parents in the Lord." Now, I'm going to explain that in the Lord again. And the Lord can be seen in two ways. But the general way in the Lord means, let your obedience to your parents be a function of what God wants you to do, not just because it is okay to do it. Let your obedience to your parents be the type that God wants, not according to the rule of the society or the environment. Obey your parents in the Lord. He said, "Because of me, you are all in me." The Bible says, "In him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being." So God says, "My children, obey your parents in the Lord." That the second part of that in the Lord is your parents, your spiritual parents. But the generic definition is in me. Because you are in me, because you are my children, this is what I want you to do. He said, "For this is right." There is no society that can contradict it. He said, "This is right." Your father's behavior or your mother's behavior notwithstanding, this is right. It's right to obey them. And then in verse 2, he said, "Honor your father and your mother." Verse 2 tries to break it down in piece and in bits. What verse 1 is throwing at us. He said, "Honor your father and your mother." No one comes into this world without the instrumentality of a father and a mother. And God said, honor them. Growing up as a child, first, you will be under the covering, leadership, and structuring of your parents. You live with them, eat from them, trained by them, instructed by them. At that point, God is saying, obey them. But there's also going to come a time where you are no longer living with them, where you are no longer taking direct instructions from them, where they are no longer responsible for what you eat and what you wear and where you live. At that point, maybe you have become a father. At that point, maybe you have become an adult of your own. And God brings it down to verse 2 and says, when you get to that stage, do what? Honor them. Praise God. At that point, you may not be submissive to them anymore. In quote, submissive. Submissive. For verse 1, when you are still living with them, still feeding from them, you're obligated to obey them. You're obligated to be submissive to them. No, you can't live in your father's house and want to do your own thing your way. You've got to do it the way that your father wants it to be. If your father said bedtime is 9 p.m., if you are going to stay in that house, you must learn how to play by the rule of the bedtime. 9 p.m. bedtime. 9 p.m. light off. 9 p.m. no television. That's your father's rule in your father's house. So as long as you are with them, you are obligated to obey them. But you will get to that time where you are no longer with them. You are a man of your own. You have become a big man, a big woman. And at that time, God is saying, do what? Honor them. Show them honor. Honor means to place value. Part of the value that is spelled as honor is respect, obedience. You are no longer under them, but you show them honor. Regularly, you go to where they are, you give to them, that is honor. Praise God. Now, I'd like you to note that all of this is regardless of who they are. So you may have a very bad mother, very terrible father. But God said, do what? Honor him. Honor her. The things of honor. And the highest title of God is Father. And because he is a father, God is interested in the relationship between fathers and children, mothers and children. So honor them. Some persons may say, well, thank God, I've been freed from that lifetime obligation. My father died donkey years ago. My mother died many years ago. So I can sell my honor. No, God didn't leave you like that. If you don't have earthly parents, you have fathers and mothers in the Lord. Praise God. He said, do them honor. For this is the first commandment with a promise. In Exodus chapter 20, from verse 1 to about verse 12 or 13, you see the commandments of God to the people of Israel. Of all the commandments, it was the commandment of honoring parents that came with a promise alongside. Every other commandment, the promise or the benefit of such commandment is at the end. But this one is the commandment that comes with a promise. All right. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, it says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. So dishonor to parents is a short circuit to life. I've seen children who fight their parents. I mean, engage their parents in serious fight. Serious fight. You are cutting your life circle. You know the Bible says, he that curseth father and mother, his light shall be removed in a broad daylight. The light of a man is his life. That's the meaning of that scripture. He that curseth father and mother, his light will be removed in broad daylight. So in case you don't want to live anymore, go and start dishonoring your parents. Amen. I said to us that there is something that elongates your life, and not only that, it makes you live long and also make you live good. And that is honoring your father and mother. Even if you don't have connections or do anything extra, the scriptures cannot be broken. Honor your parents and two things will happen to you. Number one, it will go well with you. Number two, you will live long on the earth. And I think that these are the two main things that everyone needs on earth. In Ecclesiastes chapter 6, the Bible says, there is a man to whom God has given wealth, prosperity, but has not given him life to enjoy it. He said that is the disease. And it is a terrible disease. So two things that everyone will need in life: how to live long and how to live well. And God provides the shortcut to living well and living long. No witch can terminate your life as long as you obey God's word. Not even your personal mistakes can cut your life short. Look at Joseph. Amongst all his brethren, his father loved him. One, because he was a son of his favorite wife. But Joseph, over time, started growing a reputation for himself in his father's heart. He was growing a reputation for himself, a reputation of a good boy. And I know that every good parent knows how to reward good children. So he built a reputation of being a good boy. Scripture says, oftentimes he will come back with the evil report of his brothers to his father. Now, I'd like you to take note, he wasn't a gossip. No, it wasn't like he was seeking for his father's favor. There are things the elder brothers would do and want to conceal it. And Joseph would say, Papa, I was there, they did it. Amen. So it's not that Joseph was trying to damage the reputation or the image of his brothers before his father in order to gain favor. He was just being a good boy. I will not allow this thing go under the radar. Let me say it to my father. So he built a reputation for himself, and his father loved him and blessed him far before the blessing of Genesis chapter 49. Far before the blessing he gave to all his children in Genesis chapter 49, he had already blessed Joseph. And one of the indicators of the blessing was that he gave him a coat of many colors. Now, when Joseph was hated by his brothers and sold out, the blessing upon the life of Joseph had a role in who will buy him. Praise God. When they put Joseph up for sale, because there was a force on his life. So that blessing on the life of Joseph had to move somebody important to buy him. Assuming it was a ritualist that bought Joseph. Amen. A ritualist bought Joseph for the singular purpose of using him for ritual. You know, we won't be hearing of Joseph today. But it wasn't just anybody that bought him. It was Potiphar. Because Joseph's destiny had a part in the palace, so the blessing upon his life had to move a man who was working in the palace to buy him. Hello? You will never finish the true blessing of a father. It is generational. He stays on. Steps to take to honor your parents. Quickly, number one, identify your parents. Who is your father and your mother? I'm sure that that's a very simple assignment to do. The steps to take to honor your parents. Identify who are they. Of course, there are some persons that still don't know their parents. Yeah. And I say this to women a lot. Because sometimes the woman is so angry and so offended that she can deny a child that opportunity of meeting is her father. I've had to do that for two or three persons, and thank God for the restitution. I got pregnant when I was in secondary school. The man denied it, but I know he's the father. And so she took the child away. 15 years, 20 years after, that child doesn't know who the father is. The mother knows. And the child is asking, who is my father? He has died. Forget about it. Mother, you are not doing that child any good. Let him know his father. Praise God. Don't allow the offense and whatever happened between you and that man to affect the future of that child. It's important. Reconcile the child. Take him back to the father. Let him know the father. If just for knowing sake, that will be very important. Amen. So identify who your parents are. So if you are here and you are still yet to know your father, you need to know him. Many times, it is the fathers that are not known. Mothers are always there. Amen. How do you know some women will say, over my dead body, you will never own this child. I will never know. When you have come to the Lord, you need to do things like you are in the Lord. God wants that child to know his father. Number two, identify your earthly father, your earthly mother. Know them. Number three, identify your spiritual father and your spiritual mother. Number next, identify your practical father and your practical mother. And then the last, identify your heavenly father. Your earthly father, earthly parents, those ones who brought you to this world. There is another, your spiritual father, your spiritual mother. Identify them. Amen. Identify your practical father and practical mother. Now, your practical father and practical mother could be your foster parents. Sometimes it could be the ones that brought you up, that trained you. Of course, you have an earthly father, you have an earthly mother, a spiritual father, a spiritual mother. You can also have a practical father and practical mother. Some of us lived with our parents, but it was our auntie that put structure in our life. Praise God. Some of us, our parents were there, they were alive, they were wealthy, they were paying our school fees, but it was an uncle that was giving us discipline. It was an uncle that taught us life. Praise God. So while you and your uncle's house, your parents are still paying your school fees. But it's your uncle and his wife that told you that it's important to wash plates. Hello? Amen. That showed you the way. Those are people I call practical parents. They are like life coaches. They are our trainers. They are our mentors. And then your heavenly father, your maker, your creator. Amen. Now, when you have identified them, the next thing you need to do is to do acts of honor to them. Do acts of honor. That's the next thing. We're talking about steps to honoring your parents. Do acts of honor to them. What are the acts of honor? For example, greet them. Greet them. Good morning, mommy. Good morning, daddy. It doesn't take anything away from you. There are children that hardly will greet their parents. Are there such children? Yes. Amen. Especially when your parents have done something you don't like. You say, I may not be able to deny you money, but I'll deny you my greeting. Let me get them. I no go greet you. Do acts of honor to them. Greet them. Another way of doing acts of honor is appreciate them. Appreciate them. Another act of honor is obey them in what is right. Obey them. Take note of the clause. Obey them in what is right, not in what is wrong. Because there are some parents that will want you to do what is wrong, but obey them in what is right. Only what is right. Don't despise them. Don't curse them. Don't despise them. Some of us are not proud of our parents. You say, your father may be walking like this now, but he wasn't like that before. So don't despise them. Amen. Be proud to introduce your father, your mother, to a friend. No matter how he looks, no matter how she looks, that's my mother, the one who brought me to this world. That's my pastor. Praise God. Be proud. Don't despise them. Don't curse them. Give to them when you are empowered to do so. You don't need to steal to give to them. But when you are empowered to do so, when you are able, think about them. Every time you go to the market to buy clothes for yourself, remember your mother, remember your father. Amen. It's important because there are some persons that have come to town and have completely forgotten that they have parents at home. You are using electric bulb. She's using kerosene lamp. And she has to virtually beg you to buy the kerosene. And you buy 4 liters and expect her to use it for 6 months. 4 liters of kerosene. And then when they call, kerosene has finished. This kerosene that I just bought, now they drink them. You bought it 6 months ago. Amen. When you are empowered, please give to them. My advice for you, that whatever God gives to you, let there be your parents' part. It will bless you. Amen. Number 3. Don't honor your father and despise your mother, or vice versa. Don't honor your father and then despise your mother. Don't honor your father and despise your mother. Some people do it. Some honor their mother and despise their fathers. There are some mothers who are even teaching their children how to dishonor their fathers. And said, this your father is not doing anything for you. Pepper, na me. Onions, na me. Maggi, na me. Rice, na me. House rent, na me. And so you will see a son or a child doing what the father instructed him to do. As soon as the mother comes in, he says, what are you doing? Leave that thing. Come and do this for me. Praise God. And of course, the child is going to leave it because it is mama that is paying school fees. But as a mother, that thing he was doing is the father that sent him to do it. So gradually, you are teaching him how to withdraw loyalty from his father to you. And you are not going to like what you have in the future. Because you would have raised children either without heads or with 2 heads. And anything that has more than 1 head is a monster. And anything that doesn't have a head is a ghost. Praise God. So you'll be raising children either with two heads, some of them three, or no head at all. And they are just moving headless. And I'm sure that if you see a headless human being, when you open your office, you are going to resign. Praise God. Don't honor your mother and despise your father. Don't honor your father and despise your mother. Give the both of them proper honor. And the last one for today. Understand that every father will take you further. Fathers will take us further. F-U-R-T-H-E-R. Fathers will move your life further. Fathers take you far. The kind of relationship you have with your father determines the kind of heaven you operate on the earth, whether an open heaven or a closed heaven. The kind of relationship you have with your father determines the kind of heavens you're operating on the earth. Now let me say this, that how close you are to your father is a function of you and not your father. Whether your practical father, your earthly father, your heavenly father, your spiritual father, how close you are to me depends on you and not on me. Amen. Say that again. How close you are to me depends on you, not on me. If you are seeking a relationship with somebody who is higher than you, it is incumbent on you to pursue that relationship and not the person. So you don't need to say, well, pastor is not sending me text message. Pastor is not calling me, so I will not call him. Amen. Because what you are looking for something that is up there. So it is you that has to pursue it and make it work. Amen. I've said to us before that it is commanded by God that we love each other, but there's no commandment to like. So if I'm going to like you, there's something you will do for me to like you. Amen. Hello? Are you still with me? If I'm going to like you, parents will love all their children, but there are some of their children they like. Because there are certain things those children will do. Amen. And so you teach them. So if your relationship is going to be close to your father, you have to work on it. Work at it. Somebody can come to the church, for instance, and stay for 3 months, 6 months, and nobody knows him. I don't know him. But there's nothing wrong after service, a first time I walk up to me, like some people used to do, and say, good afternoon, sir. My name is Achibong. This is my first time in this church. And I said, you are welcome. Achibong, what do you do? Where do you live? From that day, his name sticks to my heart. Amen. So if I see him somewhere, I'm going to say, Achibong, how are you? If I don't see him in 3 days, I'm going to say, Achibong, I didn't see you. But if he didn't come, I may not go to him. So he might still be coming to church for 8 months. I don't know his name. But he came to me. He's taking an extra walk to make the relationship better. So it depends on you. Sometimes children could be funny. But as fathers, you learn. You know, recently, my daughter, in fact, the two of them, Delight and Christopher, when we want to go to school, they want to sit in the front of the car. And many times I say, no, don't sit there. He said, why? I said, that's your mommy's seat. He said, why I want to sit? So recently, Delight entered and sat. And the front mirror inside the car, something is written there. They wrote there, warning. The airbag is very dangerous. It can kill children. The safest place for a child to sit is back. I don't know what took her eyes there. And she read that. In the moment she read it, she said, Daddy, I'm going to the back. I said, why are you going to the back? He said, it is written here that children can die in this place. And you could see her run to the back. And from that day, I don't need to preach going to the back. She doesn't want to die. Praise God. No, she doesn't want to die. So she now knows her position, the safest place. She told me the safest place for a child is the back. And I said, God, thank you. Praise God. I don't need to explain any further. The summary of this lesson is that you will not be a good Christian if you honor your spiritual fathers and despise your earthly parents. Because there are some people that give everything to their pastor and give nothing to their biological parents. You are still not doing well. Praise God. Love them. The best you have, share with them. Offer to them that little you can. You can't go home and your mother's roof is leaking. She's living in a thatched house. And you come back, you are sleeping comfortably. Think on it. What do I do? If it will take you to borrow money and make sure that her room is not leaking, do it. It brings long life and blessing. Some of the things I see in my life today is as a result of my father's blessing. Praise God. Because I intentionally and deliberately wanted it. I've often told us that many times I go to school, the small pocket money he gives to me, before I come back, I'll buy a tie. I'll buy a book. I'll buy a perfume for my mother. Buy a tie for my father. And every time he receives this, he says to me, God bless you. And when your father says, God bless you, he's not greeting you. Praise God. God bless you. It's more than a million. He says, God bless you. So you go to certain places in life and events are just arranged for your favor. I like you to get this very well. Mothers, please teach your children how to honor their fathers. You know, some of our children don't know it if they are not taught. And don't assume that these children will get to know it sometime in their life. If they grow without knowing, they are growing without a base. It is right for a mother to tell a child, go and collect your daddy's shoe. Why daddy is removing the shoe? Go and collect it. Go and drop it. Praise God. Carry that daddy's clothes. You can see the father's clothes on the bed or on the seat. And the child can come and jump on it. Of course, they are children. It is the mother that will say, that's daddy's clothes. Don't sit on it. Don't jump on it. There is something you are putting inside that child. Praise God. It may not look like anything now, but you are instilling something inside that child. And I bet you, a mother, if you teach your children how to respect their father, they will transfer the same respect to you. They will transfer it. Don't watch your child talking to the father anyhow and you don't do something about it. Shh! You don't talk to your father like that. Amen. You don't do that. He is your father. Don't try that next time. Praise God. And we are putting something inside of them. That's why it is written in the book of Malachi that God calls for marriage of two children of his so that they can raise an offspring. An offspring that will bring glory to God. My prayer for us that children that will come from our own home will be different from children of the society. May you not fail your children. Praise God. That we need to put in them the sanctity of life. So that wherever your child is, he knows the value of life and the value of another human being. And let me close with this. Teach them how not to only respect you, but to also respect others outside. Teach them that after you, there are mothers outside, there are fathers outside. That if they can say good morning to you, they should be able to say good morning to another mother, to another father out there. What you will be doing is that you are putting an investment that will pay off for you.